We asked some of our friends in the community why they support CKUW 95.9 FM.
Hi, I'm George Samoleski, CKUW enthusiast.
I'm a Manitoban my entire life. I play with a local band called Propagandy.
Years growing up in Portage La Prairie, the only sort of non-corporate radio that we could tap into was late night CBC. And when I moved to Winnipeg, there was a lot of initiatives trying to get radio stations going at both campuses. And it just seemed like it was such a valuable initiative. So that's when I first heard about it. It was actually the old A-Zone 91 Albert days. There was a lot of people coming through with requisitions to get certain programming on the fledgling station. And as it was coming about, I remember Paul Burrows going around with a little thing to try to get Democracy Now on the new station. And it all happened. And like from day one, we were there working at our old record label office downtown in 91. We'd have it, playing all day long. You know, we'd start our day listening to Democracy Now and open up the email and kind of, you know, start packaging some records and stuff like that in our little workshop. And we had CKUW on kind of right from the get-go. Over the years, being a student out of the U of M taking criminology classes or whatever, it would point in these things where the concentration of media ownership in the corporate sphere, the bias is so heavy, like in a criminal sense. The owner of a newspaper won't report on their own crimes. It's sort of like, in a nutshell, what it comes down to. And it just seemed like over the years, you know, that concentration becoming more and more intense. And even within the last year, what we're seeing down south with some major media news outlets coming under the control of essentially the billionaire class, I think it's crucial that we have these alternatives, these, you know, real music made by real people and people who are passionate about creating space for alternative viewpoints to be heard. It's crucial for democracy, I think, to have these viewpoints and this programming to continue on. You know, it's accessible, it's free for everybody to tap into, it's participatory. I think if you're passionate about it, you can get involved in different capacities. It's like, this is sort of like a participatory program that is available for people to tap into, and I think the programming reflects so much of the diverse aspects of our city and province. It's just a beautiful thing. I love hearing just the range of the programming. It proves itself as an important hub for finding out about events, and many of the people doing the programming here are a part of these different art and music scenes, and it's just like this really important kind of nexus of all this activity. The other aspect is like it has a human voice to it. Like the programming, everything, you go up and down the list of all the shows, and it has a real human feel to it. You tap into like satellite radio or something, or playlists, and it just really doesn't feel like it's curated by anything outside of like some algorithm, which is really off-putting to me. And I just like the idea that there's a human voice and human interaction here in our city that's producing what you hear on the airwaves, and that keeps me coming back to the station. I like the human pulse of it.
Keep campus community radio alive in Winnipeg. Donate right now at fundrive.ckuw.ca.
Testing. Good evening. You're listening to CKUW 95.9 FM, and welcome to my show, Sonic Blanket. I am your host, Seraphine. I'm very happy to be here. Very excited to be here this evening. It's been a long week, but I came to the station ready for a great show. If you didn't know, we are on the fourth day of our annual fun drive for CKUW, where I have been volunteering and doing my show Sonic Blanket for just over 3 years now, which feels just wild. Feels like just yesterday I was sitting in the car with my mom outside of the university, terrified of doing a 30-minute slot during one of the student radio drives that CKUW holds every year. And I'm so glad that at that time my mom said, no, you're going to do great. You should go in, just face your fears. And so that I did. And I ended up having a great time playing just a few songs and struggling to get even more than one or two words out at the time between the songs that I'd played for my slot. But it was very invigorating. I really enjoyed playing the music. And after that, I was opened up to this whole new world of possibility in terms of having my own radio show and just getting to participate with volunteering at CKUW. So yeah, been having a great time these past couple of years now. And every year we have Fun Drive, which is our once a year event where you have the opportunity to donate to us at CKUW. And the listeners have been amazing, as always. So many people have already given their support, which helps the volunteers as well as the staff doing all the work behind the scenes, coordinating, directing, making sure everything stays together here. We appreciate the support so much. It's a lot of work going on here on and off air. If you would like to donate right now, you can call us at 204-774-6877 or donate online at fundrive.ckuw.ca. Once again, that's 204-774-6877 or online at fundrive.ckuw.ca. But yeah, the donations, the support, it really goes a long way here when we're trying to meet our annual goal. It goes to every show that's on CKUW during the week. It also goes to Stylus Magazine, which is a related publication that highlights the local music scene of Winnipeg, as well as bringing attention to the weekly CKUW radio broadcast schedule. In my time of volunteering, I have occasionally submitted photos or written piece to Stylus. If I had to think about it, my favorite was an interview that I did outside of the late and great Goodwill Social Club. So during a local punk show, we were standing outside, it must have been like minus 25. It was like the dead of February, I think, a couple of years ago. But during our conversation, I was talking to a fellow showgoer. This guy, he actually threw up before he could finish his sentence. I just asked him something about the experience of being at, we were at a Jug show. If any of the listeners have seen the local punk band Jug, they're one of my favorites. But I think I had asked this guy what he thought about the band, and he was like a pretty hardcore fan. Like, I had seen him at punk shows before. I knew he had something to say, but he got all worked up. It was like he was about to spew this beautiful monologue about Jug, but instead something else came. But it was shocking. It was miraculous. I wrote about it. And then this gentleman proceeded to promptly end the interview, but not because he was too ill, because he had just heard Jug begin playing and he had to get to the very front so he could mosh, I'm sure. But I think this is one of many examples that tells us that local music fuels us in sickness and in health. And I cherish being able to share stories like this on my show, as well as I'm just grateful for the experiences that Stylus and having my radio show on CKUW have provided me with, just in terms of encouraging me to have conversations with new people or share my thoughts about music. And also just feel proud of the music that I bring to play on my show every week, or the research that I do in order to, I don't know, have some interesting dialogue to bring with the music that I choose for my show. So, yeah, I really think a big part of being on the radio for me is being able to share these like unique parts of my own taste, my own experience. And I feel like that's something that you really don't get anywhere else than places like campus radio or these truly like on the ground organizations that just, you know, you can feel the community when you tune in. So if you're feeling the community, maybe you'd like to donate, please, you can call now, 204-774-6877, or you can visit us online at fundrive.ckuw.ca. Once again, our phone lines are open at 204-774-6877 or online at fundrive.ckuw.ca. Now, I'm going to let you listen to some tunes, because I had told this little story about a jug show. I thought maybe I would play for you their most recent release, which was the album Jug or Not, which came out last year. But I remember listening to this one a lot, and so I don't know, if you've heard it, enjoy. If you haven't, then enjoy. You know, it's enjoyment both ways. You're listening to Sonic Blanket on CKUW 95.9 FM. I'm your host, Seraphine, and thanks for listening. We'll talk in a bit.
Coward, so
Good evening. You're listening to Sonic Blanket on CKUW 95.9 FM, coming to you from the U of W campus. Hope you're doing well tonight. If you're just tuning in now, I'll let you know you just heard we had the band CCTV with their self-titled EP. Before that, we had the album Or Not by local punk band Jug. And before that, we were talking a little bit about what's going on at CKUW right now. If you haven't heard, right now we are having our annual event fun drive where we ask our community to donate to the station so that we can continue to bring eclectic, original, and always 100% human programming to everyone. Every donation goes directly into the improvement and growth of CKUW as well as Stylus Magazine. Every year, CKUW depends on the fund drive for 20% of the annual budget. CKUW has unfortunately been largely impacted by the lower enrollment rates that are due to things like immigration cuts. And because of this, it's caused some close calls in terms of just how far we're able to spread our funding year to year. And, you know, all of that funding is for the whole year. We're not funded by the university or the government. We are largely listener driven, which means that we rely on our community for support as much as our community should be able to rely on us for, you know, radio that's going to consider its listeners. It's not some, like, it's for the listeners. It's definitely eclectic and original, and I think the emphasis on 100% human, you know. So CKU, we commission artists every year to create merch for the fun drive, which honestly means a lot to me as an artist, but also just in this current age that we're in, that, I'm sorry, pardon my French, includes a lot of AI and AI slop, which is harmful to the environment as much as it's harmful towards artists who depend on freelance opportunities. So for every pledge of $35 and up specifically, there are a variety of thank you gifts that CKUW offers as tokens of our appreciation for your generosity. For example, a pledge of $75 gets you a CKUW Friends card. So this card, it offers special discounts and offers at various local venues and businesses around Winnipeg. Going out these days, I don't know. You're hearing from somebody who doesn't go out very often, but I feel like I'm constantly seeing more and more like interesting events happening. I feel like right now, although, you know, it's kind of hard to imagine a lot of like hope when we listen to like the wider news networks and whatnot, we can agree that the community that we create around us is always going to be a source of grounding and calming, and also just like a source of being able to kind of let go. I think like a big part of why I like to do my radio show so much is that for 1 hour a week, like I can kind of just let go. Obviously I want to come prepared with music and things to talk about, specifically maybe about the history of a band or the history of, genres of music that I specifically like, but that kind of thing is like very calming for me. I feel like when I was a teenager, I kind of thought of this reality of like getting to have my own radio show was like something that was just like straight out of a movie, but here I am. And it feels so easy to be part of this community and to join something that has been in the works since before I was born. I'm 25 years old. CKUW actually, I mean, the radio station's been around since the 60s, but they changed the letters to CKUW, I think, still around the 60s when the University of Winnipeg was founded. But it wasn't until the late 90s, I think 98, that they joined the Canadian Radio, Television, and Telecommunications Commission. And then in 1999, they had their first broadcast that reached outside of the University of Winnipeg, thus kind of like creating this new opportunity for community to form. And so it's so cool that like 26 years later, like I'm able to join in this like great line of people who have had shows that might not be around anymore. People who I know on CKUW who have been doing their shows for over a decade. I think when I first joined, specifically the hosts of Space Cadet on Thursdays, like they were very encouraging to me about starting my show. And they've been doing Space Cadet for like a decade or so. So I don't know. It creates a lot of hope for me to see people being so invested in radio broadcasting, but also just the ability that I have to kind of just come here stress-free and just add something from my heart and from my mind, even if it's just some music, even if it's just a few words, even if it's the time that I can put into putting these pitches together every year for Fun Drive, because CKUW is really important to me. And I know how important it is to you, to everybody out there. And yeah, as I was saying before, CKUW, every year they commission a new local artist to do the design for their merch. This year, it was local artist Natalie Mark. I don't know if you've seen the art this year for the Fun Drive, but it's so cool. It's so colorful. There's birds. There's fish, I think. There's stars. There's wisps. I don't know. It's very whimsical, and I really like it. And somehow, like, every year, the design kind of goes beyond what my expectations of what it could be are. Like, somehow they choose an artist who, like, really encapsulates what it is to just, like, exist in this unabounding world of radio. But yeah, Natalie Mark, local artist, did a fantastic job this year. If you want to know more, if you want to check out the design, you can visit ckuw.ca/donate for more info. You can also give us a call right now. Our phone lines are open at 204-774-6877. Once again, you can find more information by visiting us at ckuw.ca/donate or fundrive.ckuw.ca. If you want, you can also call us. And that number again was 204-774-6877. But yeah, before we take another music break here, I was like thinking about this earlier in the week, but I wanted to bring up a little trivia question for you, actually. It's very specific to Winnipeg, so I wanted to ask you. So here goes. Because it is the theme of the next bit of music I have to play for you today, what was the 1974 musical/thriller concerning a nightclub being haunted, emphasis on haunted, what could that mean, by a certain guy? The musical was a bit of a global flop when it initially came out. However, it received raving reception from Winnipeg audiences, causing it to be kept playing in theaters here for over a year straight. If you know the name of this cult classic, please give us a call at 204-774-6877. If you feel like donating as well, perhaps you will leave us an answer and a donation if you feel like it. You can call us, though, again at 204-774-6877. And, yeah, if you've got an answer, give us the name of this cult classic. Also, I just wanted to say, Kathleen, who just donated, thank you so much. I'm so grateful. So once again, for donations to this annual fund drive, please call us at 204-774-6877. Or if you like, you can donate online at fundrive.ckuw.ca. Once again, that's fundrive.ckuw.ca. And also thank you. If you're just tuning in now, you're listening to Sonic Blanket. I'm your host, Seraphine, and I'm happy to be here. All right, here's some tunes.
We'll remember you forever, Eddie. Through the sacrifice you made, we can't believe the price you paid. For love, for love. Little Eddie Mitty, born in Jersey City, started singing when he was five. Never knew his father, mother didn't bother to catch his last name. Fast as he came, he was off and flying. Tragic story. Eddie's sister, Mary Louise, needed an operation. To get the money, he would have to become an overnight sensation. Eddie believed the American people had wonderful, love-giving hearts. His well-publicized end, he considered, would send his memorial album to the top of the charts, and it did. To our shock and surprise, in a plane crash or a flashy sports car, he becomes quite well known, and the kindness he's shown has made more than one postmortem star. Well, you did it, Eddie. And though it's hard to applaud suicide, you gave all you could give so your sister could live. All America's choked up inside, man. We'll remember you.
Not myself last night, couldn't set things right with apologies or flowers. Out of place as a crying clown who could only frown, and the play went on for hours. And as I lived my role, I swore I'd sell my soul for one love who would stand by me
Give me back the gift of laughter, yeah. One love would stand by me. And after making love, we dream a bit of style. We dream a bunch of friends. Dream each other smile. And dream it never ends. I was not myself last night in the morning light. I could see the change was showing. Like a child who was always poor, reaching out for more, I could feel the hunger growing. And as I lost control, I swore I'd sell my soul for one love who would sing my song, fill this emptiness inside me. One love who would sing my song, lay beside me while we dream a bit of style. Dream a bunch of friends. Dream each other's smile. And dream it never ends. Whoa. Sleep alone could ease my mind. All my tears have dried and I can't weep. Old emotions, may they rest in peace. And dream, dream a bunch of friends. Rest in peace and dream, dream it never ends.
Carburetors, man, that's what life is all about. Last night, lost the fight, my Woody barely running by a dude I should have beat, and on the street, a blow like that is stunning. I finally lost control, I tore my tuck and roll up the street, where my baby sits up close to me. That's supposed to be what I like. When it's clean. I was not myself last night. I ran a light without my registration, where the cops were bound to see. And you know me, already on probation. I wound up on parole. I tore my duck and roll. What our life is.
Good evening once again. You're listening to Sonic Blanket on CKUW 95.9 FM. And I'm your host, Seraphine. Happy to be here. It's been a great show and we're almost nearing the end, so I just wanted to come in and chat with you a little bit more. If you're just joining us now, we were just listening to, and this is going to be the answer to the question I posed before, what was the musical thriller that came out in 1974 that was a bit of a global flop. However, it received such a raving reception from Winnipeg audiences that it was kept playing in theaters for almost a year straight after its release. I want to thank Matt, the caller from the community, who answered this question to be none other than Phantom of the Paradise. And that is what we were listening to. The soundtrack to Phantom of the Paradise, one of my favorites. If you've seen it, good. I feel like it's a rite of passage to live in Winnipeg and see that movie. But also, there are a fair bit of arguments to be made for it not being that great of a movie. I know that my mom doesn't really like it. I know many people who don't like it, and that's fair. I think that for me, being someone who is more or less mesmerized by the idea of the 1970s rather than somebody who may have lived through it, has a very different representation of how exciting it would have been. Nevertheless, Phantom of the Paradise is one of my favorite movies. It's so colorful, it's so beautiful, and so I wanted to incorporate it into the show, because I have had the opportunity to play the soundtrack on my radio show many times, and I have the vinyl for Phantom of the Paradise as well. So it's been a real treat. But yeah, I mean, very cool that I even get the opportunity to play the soundtrack to a musical on the radio. But that's the beauty of having your own radio show. And having that opportunity, having that privilege is something that I'm very grateful for. And I think anybody who has a show or is involved with CKUW would say the same. It's truly like a beautiful experience to be able to be a part of this community. And whether you're listening to the show or you have a show or you want to have a show, it's like we're all in it together. But right now, CKUW is in our specifically special time of year, that being the Fun Drive, the annual event where we ask our community to donate to CKUW so that we may continue to bring this special sort of eclectic and original type of programming to you. And it's 100% human, you know. None of this is AI generated. We're here. I'm stumbling over my words in a very human way, a way that you can only really get through community and campus radio. And so thank you to everybody who has donated. Thank you to everybody who is listening. And thank you to everybody who listens, you know. People may be tuning in right now and hearing my show Sonic Blanket for the first time, or you may have caught it a few times in the past, but either way, I'm really happy to know that there are people out there, people who have 95.9 FM programmed into their radios, or, you know, have like even one specific show that they feel it's worth it to tune in every week because that host brings something extra special to them. I feel like I've had this conversation with several people that there are shows that have a real cult following. And so, yeah, I don't know. It's nice to know that it is a community here at CKUW as much as it is, you know, a place that has fans of certain radio shows. Me, for example, I'm a big fan of On Thursday's Barking Dog with Julianne. Yeah, like, it's really a great show. I love roots. I love blues. But yeah, if you would like to consider showing your support for this 100% real, 100% listener-driven radio, supporting local artists both visually, audibly, sonically, donate today to CKUW and support the efforts of real people who care about what you're listening to and will never not. You can call us now on our phone lines at 204-774-6877 or donate online today at fundrive.ckuw.ca. Once again, for the people who may be behind the wheel right now or possibly chopping up veggies for that Tuesday night soup, you can call us now when you're done cooking your soup at 204-774-6877 or online at fundrive.ckuw.ca. Earlier in the show tonight, I was talking about how grateful I've been for my involvement with Stylus, which is a counterpart of CKUW. It's a community-produced publication highlighting a lot of the local music. And we also have... They also regularly interview, like, radio hosts. I remember when I started Sonic Blanket a few years ago, I was contacted by one of the editors at Stylus asking me if I wanted to be interviewed about my show, and I feel like that was just a genuinely, like, helpful experience in terms of being able to give myself a platform for the stuff that I wanted to play. Yeah, I think that if I can think of another time that I really enjoyed writing for Stylus, it was when I was going to review a show that happened at Festival de Voyageur in 2023. It was a bit of a harder rock show, opening with the band Chastity. They're from Ontario, I believe, but I remember specifically the warm glow of this, like, usual soft kind of, like, orangey white lighting that they use inside the tents. I remember standing in the crowd and that warm lighting very abruptly shifted to a dingy deep green light that was pointed directly onto the stage and reflected a very grimy hue onto the rest of the tent. It was like nothing I had ever seen before at a festival, usually attributed to Franco-Manitoban heritage. However, it was an unforgettable experience. That night, I remember somehow getting straw, or like wood, not straw, like wood chips, whatever they line the floor with, into my boots, my winter boots that are almost like knee length. I was just dancing too hard, I guess, but, you know, it's a good experience. I remember having a really good time writing about that, just as a volunteer piece for Stylus, and I was really proud to see it in print, because it was just like it was just a memorialization of a super fun night that I had, and it also felt like I was like sharing this isolated experience of like going out, experiencing the Winnipeg music scene, and coming back with something that just kind of like furthers this idea that like accessing music, accessing community, like, it can create such beautiful and, like, unique experiences for you. Unforgettable stuff. And that wouldn't be possible without CKUW. So, if you want to support eclectic music, unique experiences, you can donate to us for our fund drive, happening from the 6th to the 20th of February. You can donate by calling us at 204-774-6877 or donating online today at fundrive.ckuw.ca. Once again, that's 204-774-6877 or visit us online at fundrive.ckuw.ca. That just about does it for me this week. I'm going to leave you with some more local music before the next show starts. But thank you so much for listening to Sonic Blanket this week. It's always a pleasure having you as the listeners. So without further ado, here is Compost, great local band, with their new album, Perennial. Once again, thank you so much. This has been Sonic Blanket on CKUW 95.9 FM, and I'm your host, Seraphine. Good night.
We asked some of our friends in the community why they support CKUW 95.9 FM.
My name's Paige Drowa, and I'm a musician in Winnipeg. The first people at my shows were people from CKUW, hosts. The first people to support my music right from the beginning were hosts. And, like, it was the first time that people weren't just bullying me about my weird art. So you guys' support meant the world to me. Well, I discovered it through reading Stylus, actually, because I'm from the country. Like, I grew up rurally, so I would take the magazines home with me every time I came to the city, and I could listen just until I got up to the perimeter, right? And then it's gone. But as soon as I could be in Winnipeg, I was so excited to be able to listen all the time. Okay, my favorite is always if you turn it on and Martin's on. Johnny Sizzle, any show he's doing, right? I listen to the Comic Book Theater, and, like, his interview style is so good. I like Night Danger Radio. I like Amateur Hour a lot. So fun. CKUW and Community Radio are one of the last places where you can hear a playlist by a human being, right? There's no algorithm. There's no commercial. To pitch to commercial radio as an artist costs thousands of dollars. And that's just to pitch it, right? CKUW is one of the last places where you can hear people making art for art's sake. It needs to keep going. It needs to keep going, especially now when streaming and all of those other things are getting corrupted by AI or crazy things like that, or even just the commercialness, right? Like, I fear a